Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure to be the host on the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I'm going to deliver some great content for you, cover a few quick announcements, and then I will move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Last Saturday, I was in beautiful Irvine, California. What a great place to be. In the 80 degrees last Friday, I know that many of you are experiencing winter in many places across the United States. Spring is right around the corner. And this weekend, I'll be hosting Breakthroughs to Success number 120. So if you're one of the attendees, I look forward to connecting with you Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday for a landmark event that will absolutely change your game. And I know there's some of you on tonight's call who are my coaching clients who have not attended that event or are going to be coaching clients. That event is a complimentary product that comes with your coaching services. So a great way to really launch 2018 with Breakthroughs to Success, the first of four in 2018. Next Saturday, I will be in Orlando, Florida with Colleen Olitsky and Susan Dampier. It's going to be a great event. Tickets are already starting to roll in. It'll be my first speaking engagement in Orlando in 3 years. March 3rd, Saddlebrook, New Jersey. That will be more than likely a standing room only event. That will be Saturday, March 3rd. Diane Hunt is hosting the event. That will be an absolutely fabulous event. That's the first event that Diane has hosted solo. March 10th, I'll be in Baltimore, Maryland. March 17th, Kansas City. March 24th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Cannot wait to start off the new year in Philadelphia, one of my favorite cities, a city that I've been speaking since 2002. March 31st, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. April 7th, Salt Lake City, Utah. April 14th, Rye, New York. April 21st, Las Vegas, Nevada. That would also be a great event for some of you to fly into that event. And April 28th, I'm about to put the finishing touches on one of my favorite cities, St. Louis, Missouri, home of the Cardinals. I grew up bleeding red bird red. So those are a few of the events where I will be speaking in the next few months. I will be booking my May events right around the corner. Now my team put together, my internet marketing team put together a free download, Receive Customer Personalities Cheat Sheet. You can use this proven infographic to learn how to determine who you are prospecting and how to close their specific personality. You can use this cheat sheet to get in the mind of your prospects so you can know their hot buttons and triggers to be able to close and finish. Be clear on the four main personality types you'll encounter in any business venture so you can close quicker and move on sooner. This will also assist you to learn exactly what to say, what not to say for each different personality type. This skill can be used in non-business encounters as well. And you will also feel very competent and confident knowing you have a quick, clear, go-to insight sheet that is time-tested and proven. To be able to receive this content, go to goldenmastermind.com/free. That is correct. This is free. I want to thank Chris Sharp for putting together such a great offer. I mean, it's not even an offering. It's a free product. Take advantage of it. goldenmastermind.com/free. Take advantage of that before the night is over. Thank you, Chris Sharp. If you have not received a free 15-minute coaching call from me, take advantage of it as soon as possible this calendar year 2018. And with that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I've been hosting this call for 20-plus years. This call officially started in the fall of 1998, so it'll be 21 years this coming fall. I've covered many, many topics. Now, the topic I'm going to cover, I've covered it before, but I'm going to cover it in a different forum tonight. The topic for tonight's call is prospecting mastery. And if you are not a master of prospecting, the art of asking questions in a sequence, the ability to address an objection, the ability to lead a conversation, the skill of asking for the order, asking for the commitment. If you have anxiety about the outcome before you start, you're already rejecting yourself. And unfortunately, that's what many people do. They have rejection and abandonment anxiety, and because of the story they tell themselves based on past events, they get so overwhelmed that their body goes into fight or flight. And in that fight or flight state is when many people get overwhelmed and they approach and avoid. You'll have teammates that do this. You may be doing this yourself. If you find yourself, if you have a tendency to do this yourself, you want to have a better understanding of cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. If you have a business, if you're in sales, marketing, and branding, if you're an internet marketer, it's imperative that you understand that sales is the highest paid profession in the world. And if you don't master your emotions and master the skills that will allow you to be an exceptional professional, then you will be relegated to being an amateur. A large percent of the selling population, whether it be corporate America, whether it be small business, whether it be network marketing, direct sales, any type of selling, typically a large percent of the constituents get anxious, get overwhelmed about the possibility of an outcome that have not happened. And there are many misconceptions about selling. I don't want to be a used car salesman. I don't want you to think I'm attempting to sell you something. I don't want to sell you anything, not to try and sell you. I was at a classic Western store in Fort Worth, Texas, about a month ago. And I was in a buying position, and one of the salesmen comes up, and he proceeds to attempt to talk me out of the purchase by telling me that he wasn't trying to sell me anything or wasn't trying to be pushy. These are a lot of the misconceptions that people bring about, think about, speak about, get overwhelmed about, and that keeps them avoiding the process. Sales is nothing more than asking a series of questions in a methodical sequence about the outcome you seek. And it's not a how do I, it's an I am state that you learn, the repetition and experience. It is an absolute art form. On any given year, I will close somewhere between $650,000 to $700,000, $3,000 sales. I've been doing this for years. I don't consider the purchase price to be expensive. And I don't raise my prices, I raise my value. Your dialogue with money will be a big deterrent or a big determining factor in whether you create results, profit, and sales. If you're in a sales business, you have to be able to master your emotions about your profession. But if you have anxiety about it, then you will keep avoiding. You have to let go of a lot of the misconceptions. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world. You require sales skills. You require asking skills, closing skills, finishing skills, the ability to neutralize an objection, the ability to diplomatically let someone go quickly, understanding who's a qualified buyer and who's a qualified talker, understanding what it means when someone says, well, this sounds good, but what I'll be doing is getting back to you never. It's your responsibility, the ability to respond, to have a better understanding and insight of people's human behaviors and predictability. Human beings are predictable, and the more you understand how predictable human beings are, the better you will be. It's the same situation with social media. You want to understand how social media consistently adapts and adjusts. You want to be able to understand how to write content that magnetizes and attracts to your reality the people you require to build teams, organizations, cultures, free enterprise, business, coaching clients, etc. That's going to come down to your ability to attract, magnetize, ask questions in a sequence about an outcome that you are seeking. But if you have anxiety about the outcome, a story that hasn't even happened, then you'll spend too much of your time approaching and avoiding, i.e. procrastination. I did the finishing touches on a new audio download called The Breakthrough Factor. We just shopped that book today to a publishing company. We're very close to wrapping up a contract with that, and that was all negotiation skills, the art of the asking. But if you're not skilled at this, then that relegates you to talking, or it relegates you to being an order taker. Closers don't pose, closers close. Posers pose because they can't close. Posers pose because they're uncomfortable with asking the questions that would create the result. When you are asking, you're asking for a commitment. You're asking to see if the person is a skilled receiver. You're asking to see if there's a problem that you can resolve. You're asking to see if there's a solution that you can create. And when you're able to determine whether you have a qualified buyer or someone who can't decide, it's going to be your responsibility to exit the conversation as diplomatically and as quickly as possible. One of my clients told me she was on the phone with a husband and wife team for over an hour last night because the husband and wife team couldn't figure a situation out. And I asked her why she stayed on the phone so long. She told me, I didn't want to lose the sale. That means that she had so much anxiety about an outcome that hadn't happened that she over-obligated herself to fulfill feelings that are familiar. Now, when you have a better understanding of why people do what you do, and you cannot lose what you don't have, when you understand that key principle, you won't be attached, you will be detached. Detachment doesn't mean you care. It means you understand the inner game of your business, and you don't waste or spend time where it's not deserved. You don't waste time on people who need it. You attract people who deserve your products, your services, your benefits, your features, and the dream that you are marketing. But if you don't have dreams, that relegates you to trading time for money, time for dollars, and someone else's dream, a place called a job. Now, when you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, then you will be you and you will be free. When you understand that letting go is the ability to separate your feelings from the events that shape them, then you will be in your power. Now, you're going to hear this, do I have to sell something? Yes. It's not a have to. You're exchanging a product, a good, a service, a benefit, a feature, and the possibility of the good life. It's not a have to, it's an I am state. I am learning the art of asking, the art of selling, the transformation, the transaction of a product and good crossing the table, crossing a barrier, crossing a border, ending up in someone's mailbox. You have to let go of your control and anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened. Amateurs wing it. Professionals have a system to sell. If you don't have a system to sell, then you have a system to fail. Prospecting is to seek, to find, to attract, to magnetize, to create, to find the pearl, the gold nugget, the oyster, to find gold, to strike the silver, to find the magnesium. Prospecting is the art of digging. It's cultivating. It's the ability to attract, create, find the type of person that you require, deserve, and are seeking in your cultures, your team, as product customers and consumers. The ideal customer, who is this? The ideal teammate, the ideal prospect. Well, the ideal prospect typically is someone who can buy emotionally. It is a person, a man or a woman, who can see and seize an opportunity as it avails itself. It's someone who's very skilled at listening, hearing, and understands the meaning. They can decide in a relatively short period of time because they do not have commitment phobic issues. They'll either buy or walk away. Either way, you win. You win if they don't buy and it's quick, and you also win if they buy and it's relatively quick where you don't have to draw out the process. All sales, benefits, and features have their own cycle of selling. Different vocations in selling has a different cycle. Sometimes it will take you longer to be able to create the transaction because of the nature of the sale. And other times, you'll be selling products and services that people can purchase relatively quickly because of the price points, the value, and other situations that you have a better understanding of why people do what they do. You'll be able to create quicker and faster transactions by you being relaxed and in the moment. When you're anxious, nervous, overwhelmed, in fight or flight, you're telegraphing a mixed message. Your prospect feels your anxiety. They feel your desperation. They feel that you need them. They now have the edge on you. You don't need anyone. You require a few teammates, product consumers, and customers to fulfill the volume required to have a business from the comfort of your home or wherever it is you're building from. You cannot wing it. This is not a wing it process. You require to be systematic, organized, and detailed. And most importantly, have a routine that's conducive to the outcome you seek. What many people do is they start talking. Once you start talking, you started losing. And when you talk, you end up talking out of anxiety. When you listen, you hear what's meant, not said. When you talk, you end up talking over your prospect. You end up running over your prospect. And typically, you're not hearing because you have an agenda. When someone says to you, well, this sounds good, I'll get back to you, you're actually believing that's a prospect, when in reality, that prospect is letting you know on a very unconscious level that they're probably not interested. When you can separate fact from fiction, when you can let go, when you have a better understanding of cause and effect and why people do what they do, then you'll understand predictability and you'll let people go easily and effortlessly without feeling rejected. When you develop a system to sell, you're in the process of developing a system to create results, a system to succeed. And it's your desire to create that smooth, easy transaction that allows you to have time on your side. When you wing it, you do a lot of talking, you're going to be overwhelmed, undisciplined, unorganized, all over the map, and there's a high probability that you'll talk your prospect out of the commitment. Your objective is not to ask for money. Your objective is to ask for a commitment. But if you're commitment phobic, you're going to get overwhelmed before you start. You'll be all over the map in the conversation, if you even get to it. More than likely, you'll end up back on some training call, training the trainer, getting overwhelmed about more content, more information. Selling is a very simple, easy cycle to master from the comfort of your home or anywhere. You can do it in your car. You can do it in a part-time situation. But it requires the repetition and experience to become skilled to profession. If you are closing and selling and prospecting, you learn to lead the conversation by asking a series of questions. You virtually set the prospect up to buy the product from the get-go, from the outcome. You set the product up by showcasing the benefits, the values, and the features. You ask the prospect questions to find out if they're a qualified buyer. You want to establish some level of rapport, fact-finding, and small talk if possible. You don't want to be so serious you can't relate, and you don't want to be so witty that you can't close. And you want to find the middle ground somewhere in the middle. If you're one of these people that cracks jokes to deflect your pain, that's great, but you probably won't be closing many sales. Closing is closing. Closing is finishing. Closing requires closing and finishing skills, meaning you start to set the sale up in the conversation early. You close early and often by the questions you ask. How serious are you about starting a business from your home? How serious are you about improving the quality of your health? When someone says, well, you know you're going to get a story. When someone leads a story or someone leads an answer with a preposition, usually it's going to be a story, i.e. a drunkalogue, and it's going to be your responsibility to separate fact from fiction, meaning you must be skilled at interrupting someone if duty calls it by saying, excuse me, I understand where you're coming from. The question I asked you was. You want to continually redirect the communication to the outcome you are seeking. What you are seeking is a qualified buyer. Not only that, but someone who's going to derive great value from the products, services, benefits, and features. If that happens, there's a possibility that you will have a repeat customer. There's a possibility and a probability that that customer can also offer you referrals. And when you start to receive referrals, those are free leads. That's third-party credibility from someone else who's a qualified buyer and a qualified customer who's receiving the benefits, the features, and the value. The system that you want to develop is easy, relaxed. It's not difficult or complicated. This doesn't have to be done in sales funnels, although sales funnels are potential ways to create leads. But you want to practice the art of simplicity, being able to communicate with people in your circle of influence that are standing next to you, that are sitting next to you somewhere, someone that you know and know of. Take the intimidation factor out of the story you tell. Be able to communicate with people on a very grassroots level. Don't tell yourself stories about what hasn't happened, about offending someone, making mistakes, getting in trouble. Oh, my God, what are my neighbors going to think? They're going to think whatever they think because most of your neighbors are your neighbors, and they're either as overwhelmed as you or more than overwhelmed. A large percent of the population barely gets by. Even if they're making six figures, they're getting by at a higher level. There's more month left at the end of the average American's money. The commute in most cities is horrendous in today's world. So the average American that goes to work, does his job, and gets home around 6, 7, 8 o'clock is exhausted. There's going to be a lot of them that are dissatisfied with their present vocation. That is what you're seeking. You must also buy into the fact that the vocation you're in is a noble vocation. But if you have anxiety about the vocation, what are people going to think? What's going to happen? Well, who are these people? I ask this of my clients all the time. Invariably, they don't have an answer because they don't even know what they don't know. Because they don't know what they don't know, they keep doing what they don't know. And when you do that, that is an addiction. That is what many people do, is they live in a place called denial. When you become skilled at this process, it's a method. You become a method seller. If you spend any time with me, that is exactly who I am and what I do. I sell in a routine. I sell in a system. I ask the same questions over and over and over, perfecting the art of the start. You start the conversation off in small talk typically. You move right into fact-finding by asking a couple of factual questions. What do you do for a career? How long have you been an attorney? Where did you go to law school? These questions are imperative that you ask them. You're not going to be intrusive. You're not going to be bothering someone. That will happen when you telegraph your feelings. When you telegraph your anxiety and worry, you attract the very situation you sought to avoid. That's why letting go is such a practice, art, and skill that when mastered will pay you large dividends. The more you understand why people do what they do, the better equipped and prepared you are to be present, be here, be now, be in the moment. As you become skilled at asking the questions in a sequence, your anxiety level begins to drop. If you're someone who's very, very worried about an outcome that hasn't happened, there's a high probability that you'll start to create some diseases in your body. When you worry about outcomes that haven't happened, you're actually magnetizing to reality the very situation you seek to avoid. As you let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you can be you and you can be free. And it may be the first time you've ever been you. If you've been in an overwhelmed state, lost your innocence in a household, there's a high probability you're still addicted to a set of feelings and emotions that keep you doing what you do. As you become skilled, a leader grower, have a better understanding of why people do what they do, then you won't take situations perfectly. You'll be able to easily and effortlessly let situations go that used to hinder you. And as you realize there is no loss, only gain, when you're in power rather than force, when you're in that kind of energy, when you're in lower levels of energy of anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, you're transmuting your feelings at a very low level of energy, virtually attracting you to reality, the very situation you sought to avoid. Now, if you're really committed and willing to let go, then you won't have that challenge because you'll live in the solution. When you continue to live in the problem magnifies. The problem gets bigger, all because you weren't able to address it up front. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events, you'll be a lot more disciplined and diligent about where you put your time and energy. When you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, then you are you and you are free. When you're in that state of consciousness, you're absolutely transmuting at a very high level of emotional etheric energy. And it's that energy that becomes the attractor factor. The magnetic energy that people crave. And when you start to transmute your feelings at a higher level of consciousness than you've ever given yourself permission, you're going to be in a state of awareness, the ideal absolute state to begin to arrive as you turn the corner and change your dialogue with money, asking, deserving, and receiving. As you become skilled at this craft and you're able to let go of the cause that creates the effect, you'll be amazed at the people that begin to show up, especially when you ask the questions in a sequence. You don't memorize the questions, you know the questions. You ask the same series of questions relatively quickly to qualified buyers. And the more you understand who is a buyer and who isn't, you'll let the non-buyers go and focus your energy on where a result can be created, where there's going to be a win-win situation. And as you begin to let go of the control and focus on your energy, and start to focus on who and what you attract, you're going to relatively quickly attract to reality people and situations that will foster the courage that you are creating. When you live in a very low level of energy, in anxiety, fight, or flight, that's anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, grief, and apathy. When you live in an overwhelmed state, anxious about outcomes that haven't happened, you're giving energy to the very situation you seek not to avoid. And until you let go of the situation, you continue to create the same level of chaos that has happened for many, many days, years, and months. And if you're so done with that, ready to put the chaos, the drama on the shelf, and ready to step into your power, then that would be a wise decision. Because you cannot lose what you do not have. When you're able to let go easily and effortlessly, it's amazing what starts to happen with couples and individuals as well once you start to let go. Congestion can disappear, head colds, sinus infections, any multitude of situations that can be treated medicinally and organically can also be treated in ways that are conducive to the outcome. You're looking for people who have what you want. When you have unique products, benefits, and features, when you have great products, it's going to be your responsibility to bring those to the market. But when you have anxiety about the outcome, then you'll find yourself avoiding most of the time. When you become skilled at the art of asking, which is an unequivocal skill, when you become good at it, then there's no intimidation factor. Don't get intimidated by what you perceive to be someone else's success. You have no idea the liability debt they carry. You have no idea how they've struggled. What you have an idea is what your brain creates to create a placebo effect to fulfill a feeling so you don't get rejected. And this is why so many people avoid failing, because they avoid the action. Action is paramount. And it's paramount that you become skilled at prospecting. When prospecting in a sequence, it starts out with a phone call. It starts out with someone in your circle of influence. It starts out in a scheduled meeting. It can be on Facebook, Twitter, Zoom calls. Wherever it is, it means you're skilled at the questions, the fact-finding, the rapport building. You're skilled at establishing rapport. Is this someone I want to spend time with? Is this someone that I want to sell products to? Is this someone that I want on my team? Is this someone who received the benefits of the products, features, and services? This is your responsibility to understand your profession and understand where to devote your energy and time. The questions are easy. The questions aren't how do I. So many people get hung up on how do I. Well, it's not the questions. It's the tone of your voice in the questions, because that enhances the law of averages of people in your circle of influence virtually showing up. As you begin to magnetize your reality, people and situations who are looking for what you have, you've crossed the bridge called synchronicity. The more you understand how meaningful coincidences line up, then you won't personalize situations. You won't consider it a phenomenon. You will know it's real because it happens frequently. When you're able to let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control and not overanalyze and process yourself to sleep, when you can let go of that kind of anxiety, then you are breaking through. When you begin to break through, you can break through also for others in one of my rooms where people come together for common causes. One or more of like mind coming together is an opportunity for you to really connect and collaborate with people. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that creates anxiety, fear, and doubt, then you are virtually raising and changing your energy. It will be noticeable within 24 hours. You'll start to be able to attract your reality people in situations from a higher calling, from a higher vibration, from a higher emotional etheric state. When you start to understand what transmutation of energy means, it means it's power, where force requires a counterforce. When you're in power, you don't require someone else to enable you. When you're in power, you also don't enable other people to rescue them. You start to meet people where they are and understand what that means. And it's not a black and white world. You can definitely give fanfare to a common man, but you also want to understand what you're getting yourself into, what are the outcome that will happen, and how you can create win-win situations. And the more you're able to deliver that kind of content, that kind of energy, and that kind of words, then you are you and you are free. When you're holding on to a set of feelings based on events that shaped your anxieties. When you're letting go, it's the ability to separate your feelings from events where you are you and you are free. You are in your power. That's your element. You also must be comfortable and aware that what you're doing may be new. You may have a little rust on you. If you do, work yourself back into the rotation. If you're someone who aspires to work on a ranch, or you aspires to work in a situation that you dreamed of, then you want to be skilled at asking for it. Be skilled at asking for what you want. If you want to set first class, figure out what that means and ask for it. If you want the best room in a hotel, ask for it. Let go of your anxiety about costs. Focus on the skills to be a professional. When you're able to step into your power, then you're not the force or the counterforce to stay in conflict. This is why prospecting requires skills, the ability to fact find. That means you're establishing rapport while you're fact finding. What do you do for a career? How long have you been an attorney? Where did you go to law school? Is law a good vocation for you now? Well, you know right there that a lot of people are going to let you know they're dissatisfied. That's an interchangeable question in any situation. You can put that question in any application, in practically any vocation or career choice. When you start to understand how to ask, close, how to sell, how to build a culture, the process and the ease becomes different. When you're not the mind-body connection to being overwhelmed and you're living in a different, relaxed body, now you can be able to deliver. And so many people aren't comfortable being patient. You have to be able to wait for your turn, my man, because your turn's coming. It's going to be right around the corner. And when your number is called, be ready. Don't run into the field without your helmet. Put it on. Be ready to perform, produce. Let go of your anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened and really step into that power. I don't like to call cold call. Well, what does that actually mean? Cold call isn't icy. Cold call typically means that someone's not comfortable with calling a stranger. That's what your brain creates as a stranger. However, leads are leads. Leads are a way of life. And someone who's skilled at creating leads will call them. Unskilled professionals, non-professionals, will create excuses and reasons to perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over. When you become skilled and you let go, and you're not the mind-body connection to the past events, now you're placing yourself in a position to attract from power. When you're asking questions, they're relaxed questions. You're not interrogating someone. You don't have to be intense. You want to create relaxed intensity. There's a level of seriousness that people begin to buy you, but not so serious that you're not relatable. Your objective is not to dominate a conversation. Your objective is to be able to showcase a conversation. Your objective is to be able to leverage yourself through the efforts of others. When you're able to really lean on some of these key components and principles, your life changes. All of a sudden, the habitat begins to change because some of you begin to attract different people in that circle of influence. Your funnel starts to fill up differently. Your leads start to fill up differently. I've had it happen to me virtually overnight. If it can happen to me, it absolutely can happen to you. Even today, I've had opportunities to collaborate with people from multiple vocations, multiple sources, who I'm sitting right in the middle of it. That's what you want to be able to be and do, is be able to ask the questions in a sequence, letting people go easily and effortlessly, and connecting with the people who have something that can contribute. And when you're able to do that, now you're separating yourself from a prospect and a suspect. Suspects typically don't buy products, benefits, and features. When they do, they wait till the last minute. They often wait so long that they miss the opportunity. And you want to understand that opportunities are never lost, they're always seized. When you're a seizer and a closer, you're able to seize the day, carpe diem, and really pick up the energy when you just had a call that didn't go favorably. A situation can go unfavorably, but you don't have to favor the crutch and be able to continue to talk about it and talk yourself out of the next sale. You want to get back in the game. Selling is theoretically fun. It's going to be your responsibility to master your emotions, to really be in the fun of that situation. As you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect, now you are you and you are free. When you're in that type of situation, then you have a whole different level of opportunity when you're able to deliver, stand and deliver, and really be that person who rides it out. When you ride it out and produce at the same time, someone's going to reward you. When you come from that kind of service, you're definitely going to get something being there. When you let go, then you're going to have a better understanding of cause and creates the effect. When you are serious, not curious. Now, anyone can be serious, but you want to be in a relaxed seriousness. Relax first, relax serious, where you're able to attract your reality, the people and situations that will foster your feelings. As you begin to attract that, let me know, because I can just tell and feel there's going to be some great content. Jennifer Trinkner and some of my top-tier clients that I've coached, I've watched them cross the bridge and go from being unskilled to being exceptionally skilled at the vocation. And you could be the next superstar as you begin to let go of your own anxiety and your own control. Once again, selling is simple. What's complicated is getting overwhelmed. The selling process is nothing more than asking a few questions. How are you today? What do you do for a career? How long have you been an attorney? Where did you go to law school? I mean, these are simple questions. How did you find my name and number? What led you to a place in your life that you wanted to be a business owner? Why do you want to own a business? I mean, these are simple questions that you learn to ask over and over in a sequence. And you're going to see that some of my top clients that you've seen at my events and speak, they started off right where you did, overwhelmed, anxious, unsure, uncertain about who to be and what to do. When you start to let go and really let go of control, it creates a different brainwave state. It creates a different situation as you begin to let people and situations go because you're not attached. When you're detached and not attached, it's a very liberating experience because it's not about the money, it's about the freedom. When you've gained your freedom and start to become a freedom fighter and distribute the wealth, then you're at the right place at the right time. As you begin to understand why people do what they do, human behavior and predictability, you start to put that into application of the dreams and businesses that you're running, businesses with low overhead, you have a high probability of a great profit margin. As you create some of the contrast that you've witnessed and start to understand the disappointment that many people are in and start to understand how many people are emotionally checked out, then you will personalize the situation because you are you and you are free. As you have a better understanding of why people do what they do, that's predictability. And when you've prospected for a year or two, you're going to virtually hear every excuse known to mankind. You're going to hear similar reasons not to change, similar reasons not to purchase, similar reasons not to improve the quality of the health. This isn't your fault. These are facts. And the more you understand who is your buyer and who is your poser, then you'll be a closer, not a poser. When you step into that power, then you are laying it on the line. You are saying, here I am. I admire you for doing that. When you're able to really buckle down, become the person, the man or woman you know you're capable, then you are you and you are free. And it's that kind of character that you require to bring into free enterprise. You require a jolt of some juice, some DNA. You require the extra edge. You require the inner knowing, the know-how, the technical know-how of what to do and why to do it. When you're able to do this, then you're going to be independent of anyone else's assistant because you are good. As you become good, then you want to be your best, not the best. You want to focus on being your best. When you try and be the best, you're going to get your ass handed to you. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to have challenges come up that you don't really have to give power to. When you neutralize energy and don't get sucked into it and don't find yourself overwhelmed, you're virtually neutralizing yourself, neutralizing the people who are using that energy and neutralizing people back in the day in some of the places that you grew up. When you're able to really pass that wealth on, it's going to be much appreciated because people are going to devour that kind of content. That is world-class content that you want to really start to understand. When you're a content writer, you're a persuasive writer. You're writing content to attract, polarize, magnetize people to your reality. You're actually drawing them to you. When you understand the skill of that, then you practice that. And it's practice that creates the repetition and experience. When you're qualifying people for your time, you're asking them questions. How serious are you about starting a business from your home? How committed are you to improving the quality of your health in the first 90 days, 6 months of the calendar year? When you have a better understanding of why people do what they do, a better understanding of your role, when you have a better understanding of not getting entangled and focus on what's going to bring you the greatest return, that's a different energy you bring to the table. When you start to live and breathe in that type of energy, then you are you and you are free. When you're able to separate your feelings and be out of anxiety and be in an emotional state that you're in command of, your energy is not only going to shift, it's going to attract. And it's that very attractor factor that attracts your reality, the people and situations, to fulfill some of their situations. And as you understand how and why people do what they do, then you won't personalize anything because you know it's not about you, it's about someone else. And in that type of energy, you are relaxed. You're having a great time. You understand what to do and why to do it. When you're able to be that type of entrepreneur, where you can spot possibilities and probabilities, when you come from a place called definite, then you'll be skilled at scheduling appointments. You'll be skilled at being able to turn someone who views you into a lead. You become skilled at conversing with someone next to you on an airplane. You're not out to get someone's phone numbers. You don't get them. You attract them. You attract them by asking questions. Once again, it's the questions in the sequence that determines your outcome and your result. When you're overwhelmed, you're going to attract to reality several other people to fulfill those feelings. When you are so done with this, when you've reached the breaking point, when you've reached the place that you know you can't return, you have this in your hands. When you reach that place where you can't go back to being a poser, when you cross the bridge and you know you're a closer, then you'll do what's ever required of you to close the sales, create the transaction, create the sales volume, have the conversation, let people go quickly. You'll be so in flow and so in the process of it that you're no longer a poser, you're a closer. When you really start to feel what it means to close, it's power. Not the kind of power that lifts a car, but the kind of power that lifts a car in a different way. It's the kind of power that's non-physical. It's not linear. It's not something you see. It's emotional. And it's that very emotional power that creates the illusion of power. And when you live in power and not force, you're going to create a different outcome. When you're attempting to force someone or something, they typically rebel. So you want to understand that. And that's covered in some of my content. And the more you understand who's a qualified buyer and you ask questions about the qualification process, you're creating a very unique marketing proposition, a UMP. And it's that unique marketing proposition that will allow people to really see the value. But it's going to be challenging for someone to see the value when you're not transmuting your own, especially when you're the cause that creates the effect. You're the link between the qualified buyer and your company. And in that type of situation, you want to be really good at asking the question, finding out, do I have a qualified buyer? Is this someone who sees the value? When you start to come from that place in time, when you start to resonate with that kind of situation, then you definitely are breaking through. And breaking through means my ability to separate the feelings from the events that shape me. When you have that kind of patience, then you're going to have your share of victories. And as you start to draw closer to the victories that you're seeking, your energy is going to shift. It's going to change. You'll be able to attract your reality to people and situations that you are seeking rather than feeling stuck with someone. When you start to really develop relationships with people who are relatable, when you're developing relationships that are favorable and you're in the flow of that situation, you are unequivocally building a business. When you're building a business, do you ever see the outcome of what it's going to look like when it's finished? And if you can answer yes to that, then you have vision, you have character, you have clarity. When you can see the outcome before it happens, once again, congratulations, because that means you're being attentive. These are skills that you master by being in free enterprise for yourself. This is why letting go is so imperative. Letting go is the ability to separate the feelings from the events that shape them. When you're able to identify the event you hold on to that keeps you avoiding, when you're able to let go of rejection and abandonment and understand the disconnection, then you'll be able to pour it on quickly. When you're able to let go of anxieties, you'll be able to smile and look back and go, wow, I can't believe I did this. This is so good. Just a few short months ago, I was checking out. I was daydreaming. So I'd get called on by the teacher and get in trouble. When you let go of getting in trouble and focus on the skills, the energy, the habits, the mindset, it's a different context of what you're bringing to the market. When you're really in the flow of the situation and you want to stay where you stay, then you'll be able to state your purpose. Being able to state your purpose is a major component, a major player of what I use in some of my selling content. As you start to really deliver the content, and start to deliver the words that impact people, and you're using words that polarize people. I mean, you're using words that freeze some people. And the more you start to understand and use persuasive language, and you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, you're going to attract to reality people and situations to fulfill a whole different set of purpose. And as you become purpose-driven, cause-driven, know that the word choices that you use sometimes disempower you. You want to start to persuade you. When you keep saying kind of, sort of, guess, hope, like to, that's language style that's conducive to codependency. When you ask people for a commitment, ask them if they're serious, ask them if this is their year, when you ask these type of questions, your energy is shifting. You're going to attract to reality people and situations that have these type of feelings. You can't please everyone, but you can please a large percent of society because of who you are and who you represent. When you're able to come from that situation and really be present, be now, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings. Because you are now officially in the process of becoming the person that you know you're capable. And it's that process you know you're capable of becoming. Don't put pressure on yourself. Don't try and do it perfectly. Be effective in what you do. Get the task done so you can enjoy the rest of the day in a very relaxed body. You deserve to break through. If you're listening to this call, you unequivocally deserve to break through. This isn't 2016 or 15. This is here and now. And if you start to understand why people do what they do, then you start to understand the situation at hand. When you let go and understand that there's no attachment and you're letting go of detachment, it's a very liberating experience because for the first time in your life, you may not be attached. It's the attachment to attachment is what hinders so many people. They get overwhelmed being overwhelmed, then they avoid rather than produce. Your business is going to be based on your production. It's going to be based on you being comfortable and getting comfortable with the process. Knowing that your charisma is good enough and that you can absolutely do what's required to be in the flow. When you're in the zone, this is where you start to have a different level of mindset. This is where you can see what isn't visible. This is where you're able to know because you know. You don't have to explain you know because you know. And you know the inner game of knowing. When you know, you will not be denied because, number one, there's no loss in spiritual law. You can't lose what you don't have. When you focus on the outcome that's favorable, now you're going to be attracting to your reality people and situations to fulfill some of those feelings. And when you start to fill those feelings, it can be really good for you. Feelings of, instead of being rejected, you feel feelings of joy, bliss, enlightenment, and prosperity. When you feel the feeling that is derived from closing a sale, then you're in it to win it. And when you're in it to win it, people are going to feel it. When you bring that kind of energy to the table, people are feeling it. But when you're coming from scarcity, poverty, lack, you're bringing your lowest self to the table. You want people to see your highest self, not your lowest self. Because it's your lowest self that keeps you in anxiety, fear, and doubt. It's your higher self that keeps you in a higher state of consciousness called awareness. It's in awareness that you begin to translate your feelings, and you're delivering charisma that people really feel, where they go, oh, wow, I want to be part of that. I don't know what it is you're doing, but I want to be part of that. Now, that can show up in your brand because of your consistency. You're consistent in writing, your consistency in prospecting, your consistency in communicating. The word gets around quickly that you are solid, you are stable, you're committed, and most importantly, you can finish. When you can finish, then you are a finisher. When you're a closer, you're a closer. It means you're able to finish. And when you're committed to this process, you'll do whatever is required of you to master the inner game skills. How do I learn them? You would ask someone who can give you insight. You hire a coach. You spend time with a mentor, a teammate. You spend quality time with someone who understands this more advanced than you are. You can catch up relatively quickly by being committed. If you're not committed, then you might as well not even start. You can't commit by being interested. You commit by being committed. And when you're committed, it's like a pig. You're going to give it all up. When you're committed, you'll split it right down the middle because that is what committed people do. You're able to understand why people do what they do. You can hear someone say, well, this sounds good, but I'm not sure if I can do this. You understand what that actually means? Not so much what is said, but what it means, so that you can separate your feelings and understand right there, this is a qualified buyer, non-qualified buyer. This is someone who's going to receive the value easily and effortlessly. This is someone who's going to procrastinate and never get around to it. When you're much more astute, in tune, understand why people do what they do, then you are here and you are now. You are in the flow. When you're in that space, then you are really breaking it down. Not you breaking down, but you breaking down situations and people that you're really empowering. When you come from that level of power, then you're not anxious, then you're not worried, then you're not overwhelmed. When you're able to tell yourself, I'm inspired to close a sale today, I'm inspired to share great value, I'm inspired to be the man, woman I'm capable of being, when you come from that place, that's a different kind of bliss, and that kind of joy is the kind of joy that you deserve to experience. Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. You have a great evening.